Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can see all the stuff, sex stuff going on. It is your sex, your daily sex newspaper.
You can see the video stream that I just moved the camera. Sometimes I just like move the camera while you're talking.
That's appreciated.
It's very professional.
Okay, that's good, Menace. I'm here with Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
Menace, my love. I'm great. I'm so good. Everything is really good. Today's show, I'm really excited about the topic.
What is it about?
It's about faking
polygamy.
Orgasm. No, it's not about polygamy. I'm not a polygamist, although I might have a date with a polyamorous soon. But anyway.
Oh, your dream. No, it's not your dream to go out with. It's not your dream to go out with a polyamorous.
No?
No. I tell you what your dream is.
Ah, Menace.
The guy is only exclusive to you, and then you can date everybody else.
Not true.
Else.
Not true. Where am I going to find
so
a guy?
Truth.
I wouldn't even respect him if he was like, I'll just wait home for you while you go bone other guys. That's not what I want.
That's what you want.
That's not what I want, baby. That's not what I want.
If he can pretend to be a man and accept that, then I'm totally believe that you would be for it.
I think that I am trying to figure out what I want. And I'm going on the journey of dating different kinds of guys to figure out what that is.
What are you going to use to take that journey? Boat? Plane or car?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm going to go out. This guy is really cute. I talked to him today, and I think we're going to have a date in a few weeks. I don't know. I'm not sure. And then there was this other guy
that asked me. I don't know, I feel like there's like new guys in the circulation, but that's not what I'm talking about at this moment. I'll get back to that in a minute. This is what our topic is today. Think she's faking it? How you can tell if she's faking an orgasm, why she fakes an orgasm, how to know if she's faking it, and what she can do about it, what you can do about it if she has been faking
question
it.
Question is, why do I care? That's
Menace!
That's a good question.
Menace!
And why should I just call her out right there? Oh, you're faking it. What does that even change anything?
Honey, a lot of women fake orgasm. And do you know that tomorrow is National Don't Fake an Orgasm Day or something like that? We're going to get into that in a minute. So,
how do you find all these wacky holidays?
Dude, because it's my job.
Okay.
And my intern's jobs. But no, we're going to be talking so all about orgasms. And then we also are going to be answering your emails. Some topics include masturbation guilt, and we've got some topics on happily married but not having great sex and sex issues. And you can also call us anytime, leave a message on our voicemail, 415-992-7392. And good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so that's good. And we've had a really good few days in the office. I have to tell you, I've never seen – my interns are pretty happy. We have a good life there, right, mm-hmm. Sex Family. But yesterday – Jimmy Jane, which is amazing sex toys. They're like high-end vibrators and just beautiful sex toys. My interns each got to pick out what they wanted from their website, and they sent – because they're going to do reviews. And they sent them all, and they came in this big box, and they're like just the most beautiful vibrators. And they got a Form 2, a Form 3, and a Form 6, and they were like ecstatic. Like we took pictures. They're beautiful vibrators that you just can – like you can leave them on your nightstand. You can't even tell they're vibrators. They're so cool.
I like that.
It was sex toy day at Emily.
Before I forget, can you please put like a gift basket together? I know somebody at a huge.com office that I'm not going to name that's by your office, and then we can present it to them.
Okay.
From the show.
Would sure.
That be totally cool.
Tell me why we would do that. Will you tell me offline why we would want to do that to these people?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can give anyone sex toys, but that's true. And they're like,
and they're my friends anyway. Why don't you just jump at
it? I will.
Why are you like? Why are you hogging all the sex toys?
I'm not.
You're like, sure, Menace.
No,
I would love to put a gift.
You think that Jimmy Jane can't? They're like $100 sex toys. A little more than that. You can go to JimmyJane.com and check them out. But like, they're just the most beautiful vibrators I've ever seen. And you like plug, like the plugs are beautiful, right? The way you plug and you charge them, and they're just amazing. They're all charged in the wall, and they're like designer sex toys. And then they're also they got to do an order with Adam and Eve, because we're also going to do Adam and Eve toy reviews. And so those are coming. So I just feel like, why would they ever leave me, right? My interns, if they get sex toys all the time, I just got to keep plying them with sex toys and then alcohol maybe from time to time. But Adam and Eve has this really cool new mobile site. So people can just like go order their sex toys online. And if they use coupon code Emily at checkout, they get 3 adult DVDs, a free gift, and 50% off any item.
That's my sex toy
information of the day.
They get to go home with something.
Yeah.
You know, I just have sex with my interns. That's it. I don't really actually give them anything.
You do have sex with your interns? Yeah. Mine are all girls.
Not anymore.
Except for one. Not anymore? You're over having sex? Okay, so this is what they
I don't have any new ones.
Hell. You just need some new in the mix. Do you want to borrow some of mine?
Some
they
more
all
interns.
Think you're cute, I think.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No,
they do. They're a little afraid of you because you're kind of gruff sometimes.
Why?
Because you got some you got an attitude. You're a little aloof. But you're really not. But you come across that way.
I like quick
answers.
I'm just
busy.
That's
I know,
all.
Whatever.
Quick answers.
But here's what they ordered. I feel like you can tell a lot about your peoples by what they order. So they got to order from Adam and Eve. So one of them picked a cock ring, which I'm a huge fan of cock rings, C-rings.
Mm-hmm. You like the vibrating ones, though.
The vibrating cock rings. That's what they ordered. Mm-hmm. Another one ordered a Kama Sutra DVD and a bullet vibrator. And that's what they ordered. So that'll be fun. And they're going to review all these toys for people. Hands on.
I like when they get on here because they're just very loose.
I know. They're like,
talking whatever.
I know. I love it too. So
I can just sit here and drill them for an hour straight.
I know. That's what
it's
you
so
do.
Good.
It's so good. You love drilling our guests. Tomorrow, our guest, actually, tomorrow's show, which is Free Friday. Free Friday. Nicholas Scheer is our guest. He's the director of Inches for Charity. It's a documentary focusing on penis size with a goal of raising money for AIDS and children's organizations in South Africa. Basically, he started this documentary. He was on the show like 4 years ago when he started it. And it's men who are trying to grow their penises for charity.
Yeah, very wacky idea.
Wacky idea, but love it. Let's have him on the show. We could talk all about penis size and doesn't matter and all that stuff.
I want to know if they actually grew.
I do too. It's been 4 years. Did they grow? Did they not?
We'll find out.
Cool. We'll find out on Free Friday. So what's up with you?
Going to Disneyland tomorrow. Well, I'm leaving for Disneyland tomorrow.
What
Very
time?
Excited
not
about that.
After the show.
After show. Oh yeah, I forgot. I still got to do the show.
We could do it earlier if you want. We'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be somewhere in the Bay Area at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Did leave to LA.
Okay.
But I'm very excited about that because, man, I was just going to do this really just laid back trip with my friends to just go to Disneyland.
Right.
That's it. But I don't know. For some reason, every time I go to LA, it just becomes this whirlwind.
I know.
24-hour extravaganza of just madness. Once I put it out there on Twitter today that I would be down in Southern California, I started getting phone calls. Dude, I'm going to pick you up at 2 o'clock. We're going to jet down there. We're going to go party it up. Then our friends are having a private party with LMFAO. We're going to go to that. And then in the morning, we're going to wake up and have breakfast
The
Disneyland Resort. And
that's
go to the tiki
awesome.
Bar and then go to Disneyland. It's just crazy.
Honey, you're so popular.
I know.
You should feel good about it.
But you say I'm such a mean person.
No, I'm kidding. You're not mean. Everyone, you have so many friends and everyone loves you. I'm just kidding.
No.
You just put off because you just put off this like very just cut to the chase. You know, if I talk too much, you're like, what's the point? Cut to the chase, whatever. You know, you like one word answers. It's fine. I'm teasing you.
I think is terrible, and I will admit this. I'm very, very – it takes me a lot to get something out sometimes.
Right.
Which is really bad, but –
But you're just a lovable little tiki bear. What's your costume?
Oh.
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky.
You're just a lovable little Tinky Winky.
Yeah.
From the inside, that's who you are.
I guess so.
You're just like a Tinky Winky.
Yes.
Yes. So that's fun, Disneyland.
Yeah, what's up with you? Anything else other than going on dates, meeting guys?
Going on dates, meeting guys.
Oh, what? You know what? We haven't talked about it in a long time.
Talk to me.
Whatever happened to your dog? Did it die? I haven't heard about the dog in like a month.
My dog is in the office, and I hope Kelsey walks the dog because she has to pee, I'm sure. I've still got the dog, and I was counting today. It's been 4 months, and she's still alive.
All right.
And she has not been hit by a car or anything, and I love her. She's cute.
How much stuff has she tearing up in your house?
She just tore up my rug and my couch, and she still shits in the house sometimes, but she's getting better at it.
Oh.
And she slept in my bed last night. She doesn't always sleep in my bed, but that's why I woke up, and she was like pushing me off the bed.
I hate that.
Oh,
that's
I love
so
it.
Gross.
I like cuddling.
I was so with Kim Kardashian. That was on part of the episode of them staying together in the same house. That Chris Humphries brought his two dogs, and he wanted the dogs to sleep in the bed with them.
And she said no?
And she said no. She doesn't want it. But then she kind of folded for a little bit and said, okay, the dogs can sleep in the bed if they sleep in these like these special mattresses that she got them.
Is that why they got divorced?
I would divorce a chick if she wanted to
You wouldn't
stay
even date a
bed.
Chick with the dogs in
no.
the bed.
No. No, it's just like dating a chick with a kid. Not that I'm knocking dating, but it's a big – It's a big responsibility.
Right, right.
And I'm just not ready for that.
I got it. I'm not even ready for the dog. I don't know how I've been lasting this long, but I have been.
I could kind of maybe date a chick that has a cat. Maybe. But they shed like crazy.
I know. This dog sheds too.
You're just covered in hair all the time.
So true. But I mean, I don't know. It just – I'm living with the dog. I'm not getting rid of it.
But if I can find a girl that has an eye, everybody Google it, eye. If I can find a girl that has a – from Madagascar, then I would definitely date her.
What is that?
You're going to have to Google it and find out what it is.
Okay.
It's called an eye.
Is it a sex toy?
No, it's only found in like jungles of Madagascar.
I can fix you up with someone who has that.
Yeah, go for it.
If
you can find a girl that has an eye, I will.
When
I don't
do I
care
get to
what
meet
she looks
the girl
like.
That you're dating?
I'm not dating a girl.
The one that you're going to Vegas with.
What does that matter? Why do you want to date her so bad?
Why do you want to meet her so bad?
Sorry.
I just want to see this woman. I want to see who you bone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, be careful.
I'm going to bring somebody to your party when you have a
okay,
party.
Okay, good. Whatever party sometime you're going to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time you have one.
Perfect, honey.
I'll be there.
Okay. I just want to say hi, and then I want to pull her in the corner and quiz her. Is
Why?
That cool? I just want to interrogate
what
her.
What would you ask her?
I'd be like, tell me about Menace. Is he like, what's it like? Is he romantic at all? What do you guys do together? What's your relationship like? Is he good in bed? Is he adventurous?
I would say the only thing that I do that I don't really do around any other people, I like talking in funny voices.
With girls?
With girls.
When you're having sex?
No, just like in general, just to be funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what kind of funny voices? Do it now.
No.
Do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
But well, I like talking.
I would just like to grill them, so just be forewarned.
Okay.
In a really nice way. Okay.
Don't worry. I'd love to meet a guy that you're dating. I would.
You've met some guys I've dated. They've like come to the studio.
Yeah, but you're always like closely guarding them. If I just had like 2 minutes with them, I would just destroy them.
I know. And you'd be so like, what are you wasting your time with this crazy chick?
You know she's dating five other dudes right now, right? No. Yeah. I wouldn't do that to you.
I know
I'll let you
I know.
Be a player.
Well, you and I have each other's best interest. You'll let me be a player, yo.
But I would drill him about himself.
Yeah.
I would annihilate him.
I want to know about this chick, too. Like, you know what I would want to know from her? Not just about you and your sex life, because that would be rude. I just want to figure out – I want to make sure that she's not like one of the typical psycho chicks that are obsessed with you, that you date, who don't want you to work, and who hold you back from being the real menace that you are. And I want you to shine, and I want you with a girl who celebrates all your menaceness.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just got to make sure that she isn't trying to change you and that she appreciates you for all the good things that you are. That's all I want.
I wouldn't mind dating a girl that wouldn't want me to work as long as she could pay all the bills.
Dude.
Like I would fully embrace that.
Right. But you'd still do the show.
But you know what? I can't find women like that.
Right.
That want to date me at least.
Exactly. Well, I could check you out. But okay, let's get into some – what?
Oh, go for it.
Sex of the news. Yeah. Okay. Lindsay Lohan's sentence delayed for naked Playboy pics. Lindsay Lohan was not immediately sent to jail because the judge decided to allow her time to complete her nude photo shoot for Playboy, TMZ has learned.
What a nice judge.
She has a contract with Playboy, a contract of nearly $1 million, and the shoot must be completed this week. If it isn't, she'll be in breach of her contract. So the judge cut her a break and gave her 1 week to surrender. She will surrender for the camera in the next 2 days. Can you believe the judge is like gave her offer to go to Playboy magazine? She must have no money, right?
Yeah, I think that was cool of the judge to do.
Super cool. LA judge. Yeah, LA Playboy judge. Magazine, whatever.
I don't know if she wasn't famous, if they would let him do it and say, hey, look, I'm on financial hardships. I can make $1 million right now if you allow me to do that. I hope other judges would do that for people that.
Would you post naked for Playboy for $1 million?
For $1 million, everyone would be able to see how I look naked?
Yeah. Would you play a girl, I guess, or something?
I probably would not.
Right. Okay. How about you?
You totally would for $1 million.
Maybe I would.
You totally would.
I would. Maybe I would. I've never thought about it before, but I think it would be, I don't know, if people want to see me naked, yeah, maybe. $1 million. Mm-hmm. That would really help things, and I could go shopping, get some new shoes. Okay.
But everyone would know what you look like naked. Every time somebody saw you, they would visualize you naked. Like, they already don't already, but they would actually know.
I know. That's sure kind of weird, like. And yeah. I have to really exercise a lot and go tanning and do a lot of other things. Yeah. But I am on my gluten-free diet. Okay, this next story is for you, and I just feel like this is the best news I've heard all day for you.
I think I know what it is, and I have been skipping ever since.
Okay. Zooey Deschanel and Ben Gibbard split up.
Yes!
Menace is in love with Zooey Deschanel.
Finally, she will be mine.
She will be yours. How long were they together? He's the death cat for Cutie
Frontman.
I don't care.
He's a puss.
Ooh, they were married?
Yeah.
After 2 years of marriage.
Yeah.
A representative, I thought they were just dating. A representative for the couple says that they have split up. They were married in 2009. After their manager introduced them, and it was mutual and amicable breakup. It's sad because they really did seem like they worked well. However, now they're back on the market. Menace was having a heart attack when we were at Treasure Island Music Festival a few weeks ago because she was there, right? And you wanted to meet her?
Oh, supposedly. I never saw her.
Oh.
But I've been in the same vicinity as her at least 3 times. I've been like 10 feet from her before. And I'm just saying.
What do you love? Why is it? Why is she your type? Like, why do you love her?
I just think that she's cute and funny. But I mean, I don't really know.
I know you don't know
her. Zooey is, but what she gives off is like a type of girl that would
like
love
cool,
to date.
Right? Yeah. Like hipster kind of.
Yeah, she's totally cool, funny. Have you seen any of her movies or TV shows? Anything? No. I like her style too.
Right.
You know, I like women with style.
Right.
She's
kind of funky hipster style.
Yeah, and she's a musician, which is kind of cool. I like that.
Okay, well, I'll fix you up with her.
I've seen her perform live like a bunch of times.
And she's good musician?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like her stuff.
honey, she's on the market and you're going to LA. Maybe you can find her in LA.
I know. I guess.
Disneyland. Go find Zooey Deschanel.
No, I got to figure out when's the next time I'll be around her again. Probably if I go to South by Southwest, she'd probably be there.
Let's go this year.
I'm totally down.
I always want to go with you wherever you're going. I'm like, yeah, we're going to go. And then it wasn't happen. That's cool. Okay. Vibrators are not intimidating to men, a survey finds. If you've ever thought that men are threatened by women using vibrators, a new national survey set might prove you wrong. According to the survey, which polled 3,000 Americans aged 18 to 60, the idea that vibrators are intimidating to women's sexual partners is largely held by women. While 70% of men professed they had no problem with the buzzing toys, 37% of women either agreed or strongly agree with the idea that using a vibrator would be upsetting to their partners. So, and it found that 45% of men owned up to using a vibrator with their partner. So this is good news, everyone, because I've held that belief until I saw this study. I always thought, and because we've also gotten a lot of emails about it, and I've had a lot of conversations with them, and I think you're intimidated by vibrators.
I'm not.
I think that a lot of men are like, well, I'm not. I actually have a friend who recently, I talked about this a few weeks ago, that he was like, I'm bummed. She has to use a vibrator to have an orgasm with me. She has to use a vibrator. And it pissed him off because he felt like he wasn't really doing
because
it.
Because he isn't. He's not bringing it to the table.
No,
that's
some
why.
Women need clitoral stimulation from
your
a vibrator.
Your wiener's too small, dude. That's why.
You he doesn't have a small wiener. I saw a picture of it.
You can't satisfy.
Because I said the same thing, and then he had a picture of his wiener.
Yeah, but he probably there's ways you can angle your wiener to make it look bigger in a photo.
Really?
Yeah.
You've done that?
Yeah. It's like they call them MySpace angles.
MySpace angles.
Yeah. It's like on MySpace, like you can make yourself look skinnier and stuff like that.
Oh, can you?
I mean, this is like when. I know I'm talking about MySpace, and it's all about Facebook.
Yeah, MySpace.
Now, but,
who? What?
But the terminology. Came from MySpace.
Right.
I can break it down for you real quick. You
okay.
want it? It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Not dissing overweight people because I am 40 pounds heavier than I usually am. So I am also overweight. But this is what you can – these are the signs, okay? If it's a big girl. Number one, her main photograph is a sunset scenery. Okay. Number two, it's of children.
Not
that's
her.
Main for, not her. Number three, of maybe cats, animals. number four, if it's a group picture of like a bunch of girls, and then you just look for the girl, the largest girl in the group, that's the girl that owns that profile.
How about just a picture of her
and
face
then,
from neck up?
Yeah. And then that's also if every single photo is just a picture of their face.
Right.
Then the rest is very large. And I'm not knocking big girls. Big girls.
Big girls
you know,
are fine,
yeah.
But you can just spot them out on.
I'm just saying, just don't try to hide it. That's all. Don't
right.
try
just
to hide it. Just own it up.
Yeah, you
own
know what?
It.
Your big fat booty should be your picture
yeah.
on Facebook.
If you're on there to look for some men, just lay it out on the table. Don't try to hide from it.
Right.
You know?
This is a good topic, actually. Like, what does it mean, people's pictures? Like, the guy, like, if you're on a dating site, like Match or what any dating site, and it's, like, the guy with his arm, like, the girl's cut out, and it's, like, his picture of his arm, and you can still see, like, her blonde hair on him, but that's, like, the best picture you have is you and your ex, and he's holding, like, a red cup drinking. Like, those are the worst pictures.
Yeah. I immediately unfollow any dude that doesn't have a shirt on.
Yeah, that's a great
like
idea.
Like, that, I defriend him. Like, I don't want to be friends with a dude that's, like, it's... taking a picture of himself with his camera phone in his bathroom with his shirt off.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Reject.
I should go through my Facebook and delete all those people.
I do.
That's a good idea, actually. Okay. The Depo-Provera birth control shot could cause memory loss. Bad news for the women out there who prefer taking their birth control in shot form from Depo-Provera. It may cause memory loss. A new study from Arizona looked into the effects of Depo-Provera's active hormone on rats, and the results weren't great. When the rats attempted to work their way through a water maze, the ones given the hormone exhibited signs of memory impairment. So the good news is that the problem has only been proven on rats right now. But I know a lot of women who get the Depo-Provera shot because it means you don't have to take a pill every day.
Yeah.
It's pretty popular. So
those are classy women.
And you'd think that with my memory loss, I wish I could blame it on those are classy women.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just... My buddies make fun of girls that get the shot. They
really?
Think, yeah. They're like, oh, those are whores.
No, it's like,
I am
it's
just
a pain
saying
in the
this
ass.
Is what
do you
my...
take a pill every day?
No.
Do you have to put makeup on every day? Do you have to look in the mirror every day? Hey, do you have to wear something different every day? Do you have to buy 10 different pairs of shoes every day? Do you know how hard it is to be a woman?
Did I say it was my statement?
You can wear your fucking t-shirts every day and be the same thing. We got to take pills. We got to get our nails done. We got to get bikini waxes.
Cool.
We got to get our hair colored.
But if you get the shot, you're a whore. That's all.
Man, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It wasn't me.
Oh,
that's
whatever.
My buddy say.
That's cruel.
They're like, oh, she's such a whore that she doesn't even have time to take a pill because she's always boning. I swear.
You have dumb friends.
No, don't, I have excellent friends.
I don't want to meet your dumb friends. Forget it. Okay. The courts are still ruling on Janet Jackson's Super Bowl nipple slip.
Are you serious?
Dude, how much taxpayer money are they spending investigating her goddamn nipple slip from 3 years ago?
It's more than 3 years ago.
2 years, 2009. Just today, an appeals court in Philly threw out the case. Now it might be headed back to the Supreme Court. Yes, the Janet Jackson nip slip was heard by the Supreme Court in 2009 and sent back to the appeals court. And now, so I guess it was 2009 is when it went to the – maybe it was 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, I'm sorry I even brought it up. I had no choice.
It has affected the industry of
totally
all broadcasting, but it seems like radio is such the whipping boy for FCC. It is so bad. That's why it was almost completely impossible for you and I to do a show on terrestrial radio. Remember?
Exactly.
Like, you couldn't say anything. It used to be like so free flowing before that happened. Like, we wouldn't have all the problems
that we had
before. I know.
That's when I started doing terrestrial radio, too. Yeah. And Menace, I would have heart attacks because I would, by mistakes, say stuff that I wasn't allowed to say on
the
air.
And I would have to use this thing called the dump button. But it's affected. Why, if you turn on your radio and you remember, like, oh, 10 years ago, I remember there was all these funny, wacky morning shows. And where are they?
Yeah.
They're all gone.
That's why, because the radio took them down because they were too wacky and swearing and
they're not
too
like
risky.
They were swearing.
Risky.
Too risky. Because now, you know, you get hit with a fine and the companies just fold. Back
right.
then, like, you get hit with a fine and then they would fight it. But now
that's
it's just
why
like,
I like that we do not have to deal with any regulations whatsoever.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
We could sit here naked on camera. We could
you
swear.
Could.
Maybe
yeah,
one
good.
Day after my Playboy shoot, I'll just walk around naked all the time because then I'll be like, everyone's already seen me. I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? Okay. We can get into some emails.
Go for it.
Okay. Dear Emily, I go to church. Even my pastor says masturbation is normal. I try to think of only my wife, no porn. Try to stay away from the porn because I'll watch it and then feel guilty and be cranky to my wife because of my guilt. I'm still struggling with pornography and still feel guilty about masturbation. What advice can you give to me to get over that guilt of masturbating? I'm living in sin for wanting to watch porn. I also want you to know I just love your show. Thanks, Jason. He's from Oregon, and he's a premium Friends with Benefits member.
Oregon. They hate when I
What'd I say?
They hate when
Oregon.
You say that.
Oh, Oregon?
Oregon.
Oh, Jason, my love, I'm so glad you wrote in because this is a huge, huge topic. A lot of people feel guilty about masturbation, and it all comes from religion. And I'm glad that your pastor said that masturbation is normal because it is 100% normal. Watching porn is normal. Fantasizing about somebody other than your wife is normal. You are not doing anything wrong. Many people do feel shame or guilt around masturbation, and it does come from religious messages from growing up. It's mostly religion. It really is.
There's so much shame.
There's so much shame, right? No, but there is. Did you grow up? Well, you didn't grow up super religious, did you?
But, no, I didn't.
But I have so many friends who grew up with like their parents saying, if you masturbate, you go blind. They go to Catholic schools and the schools are all saying don't masturbate. So it's really hard messages. And people who receive these negative messages when they're young often carry these feelings into adulthood. So he must have started young. And you know how it is, like all the stuff from childhood we carry into adulthood until we really work it through and we release it. It's totally natural. And I would say I would tell you, Jason, that the most important thing you can do, because these are like deep-seated issues, it's almost like abuse in the sense of someone who had like severe abuse or who've been raped or whatever when they're younger, they need therapy. They need to talk to maybe you could go talk to a sexuality educator, a counselor, or a therapist to move through these issues, because I bet that they're a lot more deep rooted than you think. And I don't think this is a problem. an issue that you're going to be able to think your way out of, because it sounds like you're doing a number on yourself with all the guilt in your head, and it's going to be hard to work on that on your own. And I'm glad that you did talk to your pastor about it being normal, but it sounds like even though your pastor gave you the green light to masturbate, you're still feeling like it's not normal. And so all I can say is that you need to like break this down with someone in therapy and release it, so you no longer carry around these negative images, these negative issues around masturbation, because honey, it is completely normal.
The guy that I saw at 7 a.m. in an empty parking lot when it was foggy, masturbating, holding up a wallet-sized photo of some chick should be shameful. I'm just saying that.
I don't know.
He should feel shame that I had to see that.
Yeah, well, you – yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not saying – but the bottom line is that masturbation is normal. But in public, masturbation is illegal.
Oh, believe me, it happens here all the time.
I know. It happens all the time. Gosh.
And what's up with the guys? They are not mentally stable. I hear about all the time on public transit of guys
I've heard jerking
off and like looking at girls on public transit. That's why I don't take public transit.
Me neither. I don't want semen on my ass from sitting on the seat. I only want semen on my ass if I choose to have it there.
Yeah, definitely. Same here. Yeah, and I don't even like taxis. I hate taxis here in
Dirty.
The city.
You're kind of a germaphobe, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Well, ever since I did see that movie that I mentioned the other day. But I am a big supporter. They're not a sponsor of Uber. Everybody that's in a major city, New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco. Well, not L.A., but coming to L.A. Use Uber. It's a private car service that you just open up the app and they'll bring a private car to you.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah, I've
used
it.
Use it all the time.
Yeah,
love
I've
it.
Heard about it. It's here.
Oh, used it? Who were you with? They used it. You don't got
some
it on
dude.
Your phone?
No, I don't have an iPhone but I'm getting one. But some dude I was out on a date with a while ago.
Oh, really? How'd that go?
Oh, that was a good
See
date.
See how I pick up on these things?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, you don't got the app.
I don't got the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy used it. I was impressed. The car was right there. It was like last Halloween or something. I was going on a date with someone.
Really?
It was a while ago. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I can't remember. Okay. I mean,
it's always I can't remember.
Well, I mean, it was a long, long time ago, the date. Okay. I kind of want to get into the topic of the day.
Okay.
Okay. So we just did one email, but I'd like to move into the topic because it's all about faking orgasms. A recent poll done by Cosmo Magazine revealed that 86% of women have faked an orgasm before, and 90% of the fakers do not plan on telling their partners. Furthermore, another study showed that 25% of men fake orgasms.
Yeah.
I don't see how men fake orgasms, but they do. But you like either you ejaculated or you didn't. Mm-hmm. But if they have a condom on, they could whip the condom off and pretend. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
No.
Right.
And I'll believe that the younger generation fakes orgasms.
You do or you don't?
I don't believe. I think women these days just call out guys or They're just like, tell them straight up that I'm not doing it. I think that was faking the orgasm was maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago.
I think
where
you're
it was
wrong.
Big.
I think women
where
fake
people
orgasm
talk
all
about
over
all
the
time. Where it became from that famous movie scene. Where was it?
Harry Met Sally.
Harry Met Sally. That's where it was exploding all over the scene.
Yeah, but, but I still think that women fall into it because they're like, I have all this pressure that I'm supposed to orgasm and I'm not and I feel bad. And
again, 30 somethings, 40s maybe, but not these the younger kids. I don't think they're doing that.
Okay. Well, do you fake it? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. I don't say that enough.
You don't?
I know.
Facebook,
Sex with Emily. I know.
Just like the page.
Like my page, for God's sake.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Somebody's going to see that I like the page that said sex on it. Ooh.
Yeah,
no one has
whatever.
Sex.
Get over it, dude. Okay, and tomorrow, November 4th, is National Don't Fake It Day.
Yeah.
And women are promoting – they're promoting women to stop pretending and actually have the climax you deserve, or at least fess up to your guy why it's been happening so you can work on the situation together.
Tequila.
Tequila is not going to help you not fake it. It just might help you tell the truth that you're not having one.
Really? No. It might help you. It's
Maybe
a natural
it could
relaxer.
You never know what's going to help
because
you.
Because you always say a big reason why there is a not an orgasming. I'm so tired right now.
It's okay.
the big reason why is there's so many things in their head.
Right. We can't let go of the shopping list, the to-do list.
Take a couple shots. Get that out of your head.
No, you're right. Get that take a shot. It goes away. Oh, my God. I got no problems.
Oh, I got a call today. My Justin Timberlake tequila came in.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. So I got to go pick up the bottle.
Ooh, I want to try some.
901 tequila. And a tequila company, Tres Agaves, for my birthday, said they're coming by tomorrow and dropping off like a box of bottles.
Oh, my God. Let's drink.
So many tequila.
I don't drink
tequila.
Enough. I really like feel like my drinking habits has gotten
way down. You would have so much more fun.
I know. I would. I'm going to become an alcoholic.
And then you would see everyone that you hang out with is so ridiculous. And then you'd be like, Menace, I need to hang out with you so much more.
Right.
And
I've hung out
with
you drunk before.
Yeah. And the people that I hang out
with
is awesome.
You're on your phone the whole time texting and tweeting.
Yeah, because I'm drunk texting a bunch of chicks.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good. Good
always.
Time. Okay. Top 10 signs that she is faking it.
All right.
She's done before you are. As much as men like to believe they have the lasting power of a Duracell battery, the truth is studies show the average man takes 3 to 5 minutes to achieve orgasm. Meanwhile, it takes the average woman 15 to 40 minutes.
Jesus H.
Yeah. Yeah. So if she comes before you do all the time, that is rare. She could be faking it. Mm. It's true. Okay, number 9. Okay, that was number 10. These are the top 10 signs. Number 9, too much talking.
Yeah.
You have to understand that when a woman reaches an orgasm, she loses all control of her motor skills and have seriously restricted speech. So during her supposed climax, if she's yelling out lines from your favorite porno, she's likely pulling a fast one on you.
You bitch.
If she's like, oh, oh, baby, baby, I'm coming, she might be faking it. Not all.
Oh.
These are just the signs.
She's definitely faking it.
Number 8, she's glancing at the clock. Remember those grade school days when your eyes were glued to the clock in sheer boredom? Mm-hmm. Well, the same goes for your woman in bed. If you catch her peeking at the clock, you're in trouble. I've totally done that before. Not when I'm faking it, because I try not to fake it. I don't fake it anymore. I have faked it in the past. But women get insecure that it's taking too long, and mm-hmm. we do look at the clock. And we do say, like, oh, my God, it's been 12 minutes, like, or he's going down on me. We are stressed. We have a lot of pressure to orgasm from you guys. And I've looked at the clock. But I didn't fake it necessarily. Okay, brushing your teeth was the closest you came to foreplay. Next to watching Sex and the City reruns, foreplay is one of women's favorite activities. If you jumped into bed and got right to business, chances are she won't end the session with an authentic O. You need to do foreplay for an hour and a half.
Shut up.
Just kidding.
You just said that to F with me right now.
No.
Okay.
An hour. Women need foreplay. We are not warmed up.
Hour.
2 hours. Women are not warmed up. So if you just like go in and you like rip her pants off and you do all this stuff.
Okay. No, I'm going to make out with you if I like making out with you. If not, then don't force me to. Like maybe I like having sex with you, but maybe remember I told you there's some people you just like kissing and some it just doesn't work.
Yeah. But I'm not talking about kissing only. You could be touching her breasts and not kissing her. You could be kissing her down below.
Yeah, but they don't like it when you just touch their breasts and you don't kiss them. They're
Dude,
like, put your hand away.
I think that you have too many restrictions. I think that the women that you think you don't like to kiss, you actually would like to kiss.
I kiss them and then I immediately know if
you
I like
to You can't know
them.
Immediately. It takes a while to get into
a
kissing groove.
You don't – you never kiss somebody and immediately knew that you like kissing them?
I have, but I usually –
I immediately
it's
know
better.
Every single time.
See, and I think the fact that you think that you know, you don't know.
How are you telling me?
Because I don't believe anything. I don't believe that you –
You've
I just,
never – you never kissed somebody immediately
I have.
Knew.
I've immediately known that it wasn't good, but I've usually worked to make it
no,
better.
No, I'm saying good. Like, oh, this is going to be – this person is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I have.
Every time.
I have, yeah. But I've also had people who weren't so great, but I still make out with them.
So what am I saying is not true then?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I just like to tell you that you're not.
Gotcha.
I thought you were saying that I can tell right away if I don't like kissing someone, so I'm not going to kiss them again.
I will kiss them, but I'm not just going to spend an hour kissing them.
Right.
Okay, like you want me to. If I just don't have that, if I don't have that kissing connection with them, then I'm not going to spend my time kissing them.
Okay.
Sorry. Not going to happen.
Okay.
But if I like kissing them, I can't kiss them for 3 hours.
So you have
hours.
Sex with plenty of women that you don't kiss?
Like, I'll make out with them for a little bit. Cool, but I'm not going to put in the time.
I love kissing.
I do too, but only with people that I have, like, a kissing connection with.
I understand. Kissing connection. You need it. Okay. Number 6, your socks are still on and she doesn't care. These are signs that she might be faking it. Everyone knows some of the best sex is during the honeymoon phase of a relationship. These days, the days when she's always wearing the sexiest lingerie and you manage to shower every day. Further down the road, she conveniently keeps forgetting to shave her legs and you leave your socks on during the sex. During sex, one of the most unattractive things men can
do. Why?
If she doesn't seem phased, you may as well forget the orgasm.
What?
Not attractive. Man in socks. Man in black socks.
What?
Man, like, I just picture
in
a
black
guy.
Socks?
I don't know why. I picture
men
him in black
socks. Men are supposed to wear black socks.
I know, but, I don't want to see a naked man with only his black socks on.
What's wrong with that?
I lose my boner.
I've worn full hazmat suits and had sex.
Have you had sex in your Tinky Winky uniform?
No, not yet. I think I got to cut a hole in it still.
You haven't done that?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I did have a friend, though, one of my DJ friends, that he had ingrown toenails so bad that he never wanted to take off his socks when having sex. We made fun of it all the time.
Ugh, just go to get a pedicure. Oh, yeah. Socks
are
not
cool. It's so bad.
Okay. Number five, it wasn't free. People say money can't buy happiness. Granted, these people are usually broke. Money can, however, buy orgasms. Don't believe me? Oh, God, you're going to like this one. Buy your woman dinner, some diamonds, and tickets to the south of France all on the same night, and you'll have the best sex of your life, and she'll pretend to have the best of hers.
Goddamn right, because those women got those mining hats on. They're digging. They're digging for that gold.
Some women, not me.
They got the light on the hat and everything.
Okay. Number four, it's your birthday. If out of all 365 days of the year, today's the day you seem to be rocking her world, it might just be a birthday present. She might not have really had an orgasm, yo.
Again, if she's faking it, why do I care?
Because don't
I mean,
you
I
want
love
her
to... this. I love the satisfier, but if she can't get there, what am I supposed to do?
That's coming up next.
Okay.
But I've been talking for 6 years with you about how to help enhance
her
experience.
We'll get her a sex toy. Awesome. But in the moment, you know,
why
what
do
am
you
I
care?
Do?
Don't you feel kind of bummed that she had to fake it?
She doesn't have to fake it.
But she did. Don't you wish she didn't?
I wish that she didn't. I wish that she would just be real, so I'll try harder next time.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
How about that?
That sounds much better.
I don't even need her to
but
fake
women
it.
Fake it all the time. And tomorrow is National Don't Fake It Day, so don't fake it. Okay, body language. The most famous type of body language is the O face, which is not only impossible to fake, but what women would actually want to look like the Exorcist. Not every woman will show all the signals from her body, but look for flushed cheeks, twitching of the legs, lip biting, arched back during climax, and hard nipples. The most famous sign might be the O face, but the one that occurs 9 out of 10 times and is impossible to hide are those nipples. And if you just had sex, she's clearly not cold.
Yeah.
So she gets cold.
Dude,
right away.
I had a cramp all the way down my leg from my hip down to my leg. I thought I was going to die.
When?
I had to stop in the middle of sex.
Did you have an orgasm or?
Yeah, later. But I had to pause because my leg was cramping up so bad. Seriously, I thought that I was going to die.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever had that happen?
Not during sex, but
really?
I've had a cramped leg. I've never had a cramped leg during sex.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
It was so bad.
What does that have to do with faking orgasms?
I don't know. I just wanted to share that story.
Thanks for sharing, baby. Okay, the Venus trap, number two. Uncontrollable downstairs muscle spasms are one of the biggest indicators because it simply can't be faked or hidden. This is her nether region spazzing out. During the orgasm, your girl will have possible up to 10 contractions, with the first few being the strongest. When they take grip, the feelings is impossible to ignore. And number one, her clitoris is gone.
Where'd it go?
The clitoris head retracts just moments before she orgasms. The disappearance of the clitoris gives you a broad hint. Keep the tempo and keep it up. You do not have to be down there to see it disappear, and neither do you have to put the lights on. It is something you can feel. Position yourself at an angle where it's possible to rub her clitoris while you are still pumping. Under the pretext of giving her added pleasure, feel the situation with your hand to establish whether or not you're about to be duped. If she's acting like a person on the throes of passion and the clitoris is still there, she's faking her orgasm.
I'll pull a gun on the clitoris and say, break yourself, clitoris.
Break yourself, clitoris?
You don't get the joke.
I don't get the joke. So that is the 10. Those are 10 reasons how she might be faking it. And we don't have time to get into now.
Oh, damn.
Why she
we'll
fakes it.
We'll save it tomorrow.
Yeah. Why she fakes it.
Break yourself, clitoris. That is so funny beyond belief, and you're totally not getting it right now.
No, I'm not getting it. I don't know. Lauren, are you getting it?
She's dying right now.
Okay, it's you're cool. funny to like some people. Okay, tomorrow we're going to talk about why she fakes it, what you can do about her faking it, and for the ladies, how to tell them that you've been faking it.
Okay.
You've been listening to what?
Nothing.
What else are you going to say?
Break yourself, clitoris.
Break yourself. What's it from?
It's just a street term.
I don't know street
terms.
It's
when you're like robbing somebody. You say break yourself.
Oh. I've never been robbed, nor have I known anyone who robs.
And then that person becomes shocked, and they're like excited. So that's why I would say break yourself, clitoris.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's
you should have t-shirts that says break yourself, clitoris.
Those will be my next round of
yeah,
t-shirts.
Good.
And meanwhile, you never wear your sex selling t-shirt.
I do, but the one that you gave me had like a jizz stain on it or something.
I know. They weren't perfect. They were imperfect.
All right.
Okay, everyone. Remember, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And thanks so much for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.